You're listening to SBS News.
First-time mums have some big and small things in common. Their children keep their hands full, and some will soon have to juggle that with the complexity of returning to work. Lee Norton says balancing work and children is difficult.
I have to go back for a short time while she's still so young, work out care, pay for that, not really wanting to go back full-time and then not progressing in the same way.
The Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, has addressed some of those issues in what's touted by the government as Australia's first Women's Economic Security Statement.
Financial empowerment, financial resilience and financial security give women real opportunities and real choices about their lives.
Among wide-ranging proposals, the changes propose offering flexibility in the government's paid parental leave scheme. Instead of taking 18 weeks in one block, caregivers could take a 12-week block, then use the remaining 6 weeks as they see fit. For example, they could take one day off work each week for 30 weeks. Carolyn Daly says she and her husband struggle to find time for each other while trying to juggle their young family.
I'm having to return to work in January, so if I could have stretched that out or used that for when my husband has holidays so we can do things together, that would have been nice.
Labor's spokeswoman for Women's Affairs, Tanya Plibersek, says she's concerned the government might be pushing women back to work too fast.
Generally, we support greater flexibility. What we're concerned about is we don't want mothers pressured into rushing back to work before they're physically ready, before their tiny babies are ready to be separated from their parents.
Another focus of Kelly O'Dwyer's announcement was domestic violence.
It is absolutely unconscionable that women are having to factor in their financial situation when assessing whether to leave a violent partner.
Some victims would be able to access part of their superannuation early, which is something Moo Balsh from Domestic Violence New South Wales says is a positive step.
It's certainly something that a number of survivors have said that they would like to see, to be able to access the superannuation early. Others, I think, are a bit more cautious.
Tanya Plibersek says the government's plan overall lacks substance.
And what we have is a women's economic statement that really does nothing substantial to reduce the gender pay gap, reduce the superannuation gap for women when they're retiring.
A Labor pledge to pay superannuation when women are on maternity leave has not been matched by the government. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.